Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last FMM, we talked about the first tfilos of the day, the abbreviated and early tfilos that the Kohanim say every morning in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid Perek Hey Mishnah Beis, and the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, in Hilchos Tamidin Musafin Perek Vav Halacha Dalid, say that after the Kohanim finish their tfilos, for now, two more lotteries take place. In FMM number 4, we discussed how the lottery works in general in the Beis HaMikdash. I'd be happy to send you that if you would like to review that. Please WhatsApp me privately. So now two more lotteries take place. These are the third and fourth lotteries of the day, and they are the final lotteries of the day. I'll come back to the third lottery in a moment, Yirtzeh Hashem, but we'll jump to the fourth lottery for a moment. The fourth lottery determines who will take the limbs of the Korban Tamid from the ramp of the Mizbeach and put them on the Mizbeach itself. You may remember from FMM number 14 that after the Korban Tamid was shechted and after the blood was dashed on the Mizbeach, the limbs were placed not on the Mizbeach itself, but on the ramp, on the lower half of the western part of the ramp of the outer Mizbeach. And now the fourth lottery determines who will bring those limbs from the ramp onto the Mizbeach. And then, after the fourth lottery, and I know we haven't yet learned about the third lottery, but after the fourth and final pais, after the final lottery, any Kohen who did not get any job in the Korban Tamid, in other words, any Kohen who is on duty today and did not win any avoda in any of the four lotteries, those Kohanim go back to the Beit Hamokeh, to the building near the Lishkas HaGazis, the place where they sleep, where they are warmed by the fire, etc. All those Kohanim go back to the Beit Hamokeh, and they take off their big day kahuna. And there, the full-time Kohanim, some Mimuna, would help these Kohanim take off their big day kahuna, and the Kohanim would wear their regular clothing. Big day kahuna are worn only when a Kohen is doing the avoda. But once he's not doing an avoda, or at least for now if he's not doing any avoda, the Kohen has to take off the big day kahuna and put on his regular clothing. The Mishnah and the Rambam tell us that every Mishmar, every Kohen family had their own cubbies. Every Beit Av had their own cubbies that were labeled where they would place their begadim. And it was labeled, as I mentioned. And I will say parenthetically something that I have often said in these FMMs. On the one hand, this detail of the clothing and where to put the clothing and the labels and the cubbies, all of that seems so mundane and even maybe a little superfluous. And on one level, someone can say, why does the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rambam bother to tell us such seemingly insignificant things? But the answer, I think, is that the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rambam and all of us have to do everything we can to make the Beis HaMikdash real. A real building with real people doing real avoda. And just like we spoke and learned about where the Kohanim sleep, and just like we spoke and learned about where the Kohanim went to relieve themselves, and even where what that bathroom looked like, so too here. They have real clothing, and they have a real need to organize those clothing, and all of these things, and so many other details like this one, all of these details help us visualize the Beis HaMikdash and internalize the message that this is real, with real people. So that's the fourth lottery, but I skipped the third lottery. The third lottery was to determine who would bring the ketores, the sweet-smelling special incense that is brought on the inner golden mizbeach. We learned last time about the cleaning of the mizbeach, the inner mizbeach. Now it's time to bring ketores on that mizbeach this morning. Now, for the other three lotteries, any Kohen could participate. However, that's only true for all of the avodos, except for one. The job of bringing the ketores could only be done once in a Kohen's lifetime. Other than the Kohen Gadol, who could bring the ketores as often as he liked, if a Kohen brought the ketores on the Mizbeach once in his life, he could not participate in the lottery ever again. He could bring the ketores once in his life, and that's it. The Mishnah there says that because of that, the Memuna, the full-time Kohen who was in charge of the lotteries, would call the Kohanim to the third lottery in a unique way. He would say, Chadashim, Liktores. Only new people, Chadash, Chadashim, only new people, so to speak, should come now and participate in this third lottery. Everybody else, please take a step back. Chadashim Liktores. And why is that? Why could a Kohen only perform the Liktores once? The Gemara in Maseches Yoma Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph says, based on various psukim, that having the Zechus to bring the Liktores is a segula to become wealthy. And there's a lot more to say about that, and we will talk about that in upcoming FMMs, Amir Tzashem. But in short, the Ketores is a segula for wealth, for material wealth. And since we want to literally share the wealth, each person is only allowed to bring the Ketores once in their lifetime. And we'll stop here right in the beginning of the bringing of the Ketores, and there's so much to say, and we will continue that next time, God willing. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tzashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.